As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
Time to check in with the MCCSC. They've been off for a couple of weeks, recharging the batteries, getting everything set and ready to go, all the positions filled. Everybody's got to be ready because in 15, well, today's almost over. So we'll say in 14 full days from now, the doors will open on August 3rd, Wednesday, and the 2022-2023 school year will commence. And Alexis Harmon, the Director of Educational Technology and Communication, joins us today. Can you believe your summer is almost over?
I cannot. I cannot believe the summer is almost over. But I am, you know, mixed emotions. Mostly excited to return and see students entering our buildings. We're very excited about it. And we are busily working away, trying to get everything ready. So it's good.
It's just not enough time. We should push it back a couple of weeks just to make sure everybody's comfortable. But it is mixed emotions. You're right. I have two kids. I have one going to middle school for the first time, and I've got one in elementary school. So it's nice for them to get back to learning things and getting out of my hair for most afternoons, which is good. but it's still, it's just hard to go to school, it feels like, when the sun's out till 9 o'clock at night and it doesn't get dark. And we'll make it. But the summer,
it definitely still feels like summer.
Yeah, it's gonna feel like summer till after Labor Day. So I know we can't have this 180 days. I tell you what, that drives me crazy. But here's the good news. In the summertime, it gives teachers and staff and administrators time to reset, time to look back, time to plan forward. Tell us how your summer goes, Alexis, especially educational technology. No one just puts up a sign and says, okay, we're good for 6 months, everybody come back. You're always changing. You're always evolving. How do you stay on top of all of this?
Yeah, I think actually, especially since you're asking about educational technology, it's a great time for us to kind of reset, make sure we have devices ready for students and teachers, and that technology that helps them access their full curriculum and learning experience is kind of ready to go. So, you know, for our department, it's busier than ever in the summer because we really take care of the time without students to really get some of that work done with our infrastructure and our devices that we have. Absolutely.
So all the devices.
So we're excited. We're ready.
Yeah, all those devices you talk about, iPads and the such, what do you have to wipe them clean, start them over? What's that process like? I think every parent's worried. It's like, oh my, what did my kids search? What are they going to find? Well, you guys can take care of all that, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we don't let them just, you know, look at anything anyway. Like, we're kind of managing that system. But then, yeah, we just kind of clean them up. We actually do, like, a physical wipe down, too, of the device itself. So it gets a little clean, looks kind of new again for the year, and that's kind of exciting for students. And then, yeah, it's just, kind of doing some internal things to make sure that they run really smoothly. They have all their updates. They have all of the applications. You know, students move on from, like you said, your students just about to start middle school. Well, that's a whole new kind of world in terms of the kinds of things that your student will need on their device, on their iPad. And so we make sure that that's ready to go for middle school.
Well, it also means I am now the third smartest person in my house since we have one starting middle school. So that's I'll have to learn with you. Maybe is there a parental app I can download to keep up with teenagers? Do you have one of those yet?
No, I'm sorry.
Well,
I wish. Mine are not teenagers yet, but I'll be right behind you, so I wish.
Well, I've got 8 and 12, so I'm just preparing for the inevitable that comes with all of this. Educational technology, communications, yeah, we wrap it all together. Let's stay with educational technology for a minute because we learned during the pandemic there are other ways to learn besides classroom environments. What did we take from that knowledge, Alexis, and we can still use today, but we know, and I think all the experts agree with me on this one because I'm restating their words, we need to be in school, in classrooms, and together to learn best, but we still can learn outside of it. So if we have snow or rain or sleet and we can't, it's not safe, we're going to still be able to learn during the school year, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it just opens up a world to accessibility for students, no matter what. You're talking about, you know, yeah, when the weather takes control of our lives and we can't get into school buildings, but also, you know, when a student is not feeling well and it's better to stay home or has other things going on, all the teachers can put that material up there, they can put it out there, and it's accessible, and students don't get behind in the same kinds of ways that they used to.
Yeah.
So we learned some really good tools for how to do that well.
Absolutely. And what we don't want to do is get into a situation where Mother Nature unloads on us and we're gone for 5 days and all of a sudden we've missed a week. Now it's a little bit easier because we do have that resource. So we're using it to our advantage, but it's never going to, just to make people calm down and relax, it's never going to replace in school learning, correct?
It's never going to replace in-school learning. We know we want to see students in our classrooms. I think we also realize as parents and as students how much we enjoy physically being in a classroom and what a special place a school building community is. So, it's not going to replace it. It's just like any good tool. It just lets you do your job better.
Alexis Harmon is our guest this afternoon. She is in a new position with the MCCSE. Some of you might remember that you were the principal at the Academy of Science and Entrepreneurship. What did you learn from that position, Alexis, that helps you transition into this new spot for the new year?
A lot. I think being a principal, really understanding how, but also before as a principal, I was a teacher, so really understanding how these tools and this technology is being used in the classroom, how it can enhance accessibility, how it can make a teacher's job easier in some cases, or it's never easy, can kind of just help them and assist them. And so that's given me a lot of knowledge about it. Absolutely.
So you've seen almost every level of it, obviously starting with teaching and then moving up to in-school administrating, now district administration as well. And communication is a huge part of this. We have how many schools? 24. You have how many miles of bus lines you cover? 10,000. It's some ridiculous number. But we all need to be on the same page, and we all need to be understanding of where we can get our information. Has that been the focus of your summer?
Yes, absolutely. And especially thinking about back to school and transportation and all of those pieces. So thinking about how we want to communicate that to our families, how best we're looking at our website. We're, kind of trying to make sure everything is up and ready to go as we move into the start of the school year. And, making sure that everyone knows about the Meet the Teacher events and the open houses and the sporting events and all of the things that make our community this kind of complex and beautiful and varied community with lots of different events and different schools, and being able to represent them all really well and show the amazing things that they do.
A very good weirdness here in Bloomington, right? We've got lots of cool, cool weird things. But we also, speaking of making sure everybody's all aware, well, you have 2 weeks to figure it out, but school's going to start a little differently here in 2022, 2023. And I'm going to keep repeating it so people don't say, well, I didn't know, I didn't hear. We're going to tell you, and we're going to tell you again and again, and they're going to email you again and send something in the mail again and hang something on your door.
Absolutely.
So everybody's going to know. This isn't going to come as a big surprise. My 8-year-old was thrilled that he will not start school until 9:30. That's the latest we have going. But let's start with the high schoolers and work our way back. You tell me what are the new times, because like I said, I'm just getting into middle school, so I don't know everything, and I don't claim to either. So let's start with high school. When are they going to get started here in the new year?
They get started at 7:45 a.m., and they'll finish up the day at 2:40.
And that's a little bit different than last year, correct?
It's a little bit different. It's 15 minutes earlier, and ends 15 minutes earlier as well. It allows students to have that time to get to practices for sports, if they have an after-school job, all of those kinds of things. We know our high school students really have busy, full lives, and that schedule is going to help them well. Middle school starts at 8:10 and wraps up at 3:05. Again, that's 10 minutes later than their original start time and 10 minutes later than their original end time. And then, as you mentioned already, we kind of have our elementary schools, the groups, two of them. There's a group one, which is Arlington, Binford, Childs, Highland Park, Fairview, and Rogers. They'll remain at that 9:00 start time, and they'll end their day at 3:45 p.m. And then group two starts at 9:30. This includes your students, Clear Creek, Grandview, Lakeview, Marlin, Summit, Templeton, Unionville, and University, and they end their day at 4:15.
Yeah, and the reason we're doing this, if you're just new to the show or you haven't paid attention, on Tuesdays, it's because of the amount of bus drivers we don't have, and we have to find a way to get all these kids to school instead of doing it in three different tiers, you're going to do it in two different or something like. I'll let you explain. You're the expert on this. I should just let you explain.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm not a transportation expert, more than even bus driver not having bus drivers, which is accurate. It actually is just a more efficient system in terms of getting students to school in a timely way. So it's a four-tier system with four different starts, 7:45, 8:10, 9, and 9:30, and lets us use our fleet of buses more effectively and more efficiently, and kind of guarantee those arrival and departure times in a better way than we've been able to do.
And that will be in place for at least the next school year. So that's not something that's going to change, Dr. Hoswald tells me. So let's go ahead and write that down in permanent marker until we've got to scrub it off and put a new sticker on the refrigerator. Go to mccse.edu, and that's where I am right now. And you've got everything laid out. And when we click on back to school stuff, you've got the school calendar, school supplies list, how to apply for free and reduced lunch and textbooks, the bus information, vaccinations, family welcomes. Oh, it's everything. It's all right there. So we got to hop on the internet.
It's all one-stop shop.
That's right. The internet is our friend. And it's open 24 hours a day. So go, go, go.
That's exactly true. And just speaking of transportation really quickly and technology and where they intersect, we're going to have a brand new application this year called the MyStop app that's going to allow for GPS tracking in real time. So parents can kind of watch their students' bus. They can log in and watch their students' bus go to school and watch it come home, and they'll be able to see that in real time.
Excellent. And that way, again, just more information is better than less. And I think people don't get as nervous, freaked out, whatever word you'd like to use there, when they can kind of – it's the absence of information. It's the absence of communication that tends to get feathers ruffled. Would you agree?
100%. Those are my guiding words as the director of communications. Absolutely. More information is better. Let's give you all of the information you need to feel informed and like you are a partner with us in educating and transporting your child to and from school.
Excellent. And Alexis Harmon is our guest today. Where is the best place to get all this information? It's simply the website, right? People can pick
Absolutely.
Up a phone and call?
Simply the website. We will, like you mentioned, we will have a mailer coming home with information regarding transportation. You know, either our main website has general back-to-school information that's the same for all schools, and then individual schools have information on their websites as well.
And that combination should get everybody up and raring to go 2 weeks from tomorrow. What is your first days of school look like? Are you in fire prevention or fire extinguishing?
Oh, totally prevention. We're ready to go.
But if anything comes up, we know who to call to make sure we get it fixed in the technology or communications department. Are you excited for the new challenge?
I am. I'm really ready. I'm excited to be there. I love MCCSC. I've been in the district for a long time, as you said, in different roles, and I can't wait to kind of contribute in this new way.
Excellent. Well, I'll let you go and enjoy your last hours of summertime here. But we'll talk to you down the road. My Stop is the new app. Where do I get that? That was the one question I had left for you. Where does that come in? Where do I download that? Is that the Play Store or whatever?
You can download it on the Play Store, and you can download it in the Apple Store. We're just about to go live with information on it on our website. Not quite there, but it will be really soon, and we'll be mailing home more information about it as well.
All right, so don't hurry up and go do that. It's not. We need to bake it a couple more. It's not ready yet.
We need a couple more days. It's not quite there.
We don't want it to bring it out early. We want it to be finished and be right. Well, Alexis,
Perfect.
Thank you so much for your time. Great job as always. Enjoy your remaining days of July, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, such a pleasure to talk to you, too. Have a great day.